KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy, windy, and 53 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 54 or so. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, officials with SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, have announced pre-applications are being sought from homeowners in Lewis and Walnut who want to participate in a Community Development Block Grant, or a CDBG, home rehabilitation program. The cities with assistance from SWPCO are submitting applications to the Iowa Economic Development Authority in January for the housing CDBG program. If awarded, the program will provide funding to income-qualified homes within the target area. The homes will be brought up to the Iowa Minimum Housing Rehabilitation Standards, which may include items such as furnaces, windows, doors, roofing, siding, foundation, and so on. All pre-applications are due by Friday, December 16th. If the cities are awarded the CDBG grant, all pre-applicants will be contacted to complete a full application. If you're interested in pre-applying, residents in Lewis should contact the Lewis City Hall at 769-2216. Walnut residents should call 784-3443, or you can call SWPCO at 1-866-279-4720 to obtain an application. A traffic stop early this morning by the Fremont County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit resulted in an arrest and the seizure of drugs and cash. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a vehicle was stopped by the K-9 unit in the 1900 block of Highway 2 for a traffic violation. During an investigation, 18-year-old Austin Dickey of Excelsior Springs, Missouri, was found to be in possession of marijuana, numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia, and four bundles of U.S. currency. Dickey was taken into custody without incident and brought to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held pending an initial court appearance. A Red Oak woman was taken into custody at around 8:30 p.m. Sunday for OWI second offense. Red Oak police say 32-year-old Melanie Joy Bowers was arrested following a traffic stop at the intersection of Highways 34 and 48. She was also charged with driving while suspended. Bowers was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Council Bluffs Police Department reported yesterday that the young male driver of a vehicle was injured during a rollover accident early Sunday morning. A little after 3 a.m., Council Bluffs Police, along with fire and rescue, responded to a rollover personal injury crash at Interstate 80 East and the South Expressway. Authorities say a 2009 Nissan 370Z was eastbound on I-80 and failed to negotiate the curb on the off-ramp. The vehicle went off the roadway and rolled at least once before catching fire. The driver was able to get out of the vehicle and walk up the roadway. He was transported by a rescue squad to Creighton CHI for treatment. His injuries were not believed to be life-threatening. The off-ramp to the South Expressway was closed until the vehicle could be removed. The name of the vehicle's driver was not immediately released because he is under the age of 18. The Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit is investigating the incident. Iowa took a big fall on a report that ranks the 50 states' highway systems for factors like pavement condition, traffic jams, traffic deaths, deficient bridges, and spending per mile. David Hartken, the lead author of the study from the Reason Foundation, says Iowa hasn't kept up its highway maintenance. The state's 9,500 miles of highways are really showing some wear.
Overall, we are looking at a system in Iowa which ought to be in better shape considering the resources, but that's not the case. So we rated them 40th nationwide. That's a big tumble from 18th in the prior survey.
The annual study rates the states in overall highway performance and cost effectiveness. Hartgen says Iowa did poorly in both of those areas and in many others.
We ranked them 37th on the condition of the rural interstate system, and there was a very significant increase in the percentage of poor mileage on that system in just 1 year. We ranked them also 37th on the percentage of poor mileage on the urban interstate, and that's also a big tick up from prior years.
A study finds South Carolina, South Dakota, and Kansas have the nation's most cost-effective state highway systems, while Alaska ranked last, just ahead of New Jersey and Hawaii. Iowa's fall from 18th to 40th place in 1 year isn't the result of a state having done something wrong, Harkin says, but it's a matter of choices made by the DOT to spend money in other places and some and not in others.
A significant portion of the interstate system was just above the poor level, in the prior year, and then not dealing with that circumstance, it deteriorated to a poor rating in the next year.
It's a common issue in all states, he says, as transportation officials try to balance limited funds for doing much-needed maintenance versus investing in new construction. This is the 22nd annual highway report published by the Reason Foundation, which is a nonprofit think tank that has advised four presidential administrations on transportation and infrastructure issues. And Council Bluffs officials are trying to determine how far invasive zebra mussels have spread from one of the basins where the city draws drinking water from. The mussels were found during maintenance this fall, but it's not clear if they have begun to colonize and clog the pipes leading into the city's water treatment plant. Waterworks CEO and General Manager Doug Drummy says the zebra mussels don't threaten water quality, but they can require costly repairs to clear the pipes. The invasive mussels reproduce quickly and then attach themselves to hard surfaces. Drummy says most of the mussels found in September died because the water level was lowered for maintenance, but the pipes leading into the pond will be inspected this month. In our funeral announcements, Deborah McMichael, age 59, of Audubon, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Deborah McMichael will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Gilbert Peterson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Norwalk Regency Care Center. Funeral services for Gilbert Peterson will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Doris Plain, age 89, of Shelby, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Doris Plain will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Catherine Joan Pat Donnelly, age 81, of Stewart, has died. A massive Christian burial for Pat Donnelly will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. John Newsom, age 42, of Exira, died November 24th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for John Newsom will be on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Elmer Bud Meyer, age 100, of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Care Center. Funeral services for Bud Meyer are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And George Schumann, age 85, of Omaha and formerly of Oakland, died Sunday. Funeral services for George Schumann are pending at Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.